His tailor shop was on Broadway, and right across the street was Vincent Shirelli Publishing Company and Vincent Records.
I have a grandson, and I'm very proud of him. He got a beautiful voice.
Pablo Corona is a Rockford native and an aspiring filmmaker. He's taken charge of a movement called Our City, Our Story, a grassroots effort to showcase the stories behind the city. Every Tuesday, Corona releases a new mini-documentary on his website.
Collectively, they're Rockford. They're in our city. It's part of our story. So if you're going to tell me that's not great, then there's no hope. But I have no... I just cannot sit here and say Rockford is great. I can sit here and tell you all the people in it are. And so they do make up Rockford. And so I'm hoping that with all these videos we can create a chorus.
Corona is a part of a new Rockford mindset.
The thing is, we were kind of drilled into that by our parents and drilled into that by our grandparents. When the heydays have come and gone, you remember how this used to be great, the nostalgia, this used to be an amazing place. And it goes beyond that now.
Even with renewed spirit, there's an old guard that's seen a lot of talk about change. Margaret Danielson Dahlgren, now in her 90s, comes from a proud Norwegian immigrant family. She also worked as a secretary at Rockford College. She and her friend Jean Stankopoulos went out to the Midway Village kickoff to an immigrant exhibit. Stankopoulos says the city is trying to create a sense of community among many faces.
Well, I think they're working on it, but it's a difficult thing to do when it's been so separated, but they're trying to get more things on the west side, but that's been a continual thing. That has really just been a continual thing.
You know, I told Jean this morning, it was interesting looking at the class of new immigrants. Yeah, I think we are becoming more diverse.
Colleen Holmbeck is also a longtime resident who checked in on Midway's Rockford History exhibit. She admired the memorabilia of Rockford's famed All-American Girls professional baseball team.
I was a Peaches fan when I was a kid, and I think it's so great they've retained this stuff. It's very, very just special to just Rockford, and it was a wonderful time. My sister, we gave them a little jacket where my sister, when she was a tiny girl, got all the people's autographs on. It's here someplace. Oh, there it is. That's it.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. This is it.
Holmbeck admits everything isn't as idyllic as when she was a little girl living in the city.
I think the change in Rockford is like the change in the whole country. And one of the biggest problems is the increasing gap between the rich and the poor. And I watch my old neighborhoods crumbling where I grew up, just crumbling. And the city all just moving east.
Rockford Mayor Larry Morrissey has heard from longtime residents about the state of morale, but is quick to tout the new creative cadre of Rockford citizens, like Pablo Corona. Morrissey used the Our City, Our Story as the theme of this year's State of the City address.
Our community needs to take ownership of its future and its destiny. Yes, we live in a state that has challenges. We live in a nation that has challenges. But what I'm really interested in seeing is that we do everything we can to control what we can. You know, the Our City, Our Story theme, the good news is that there's a lot of very substantive things that are happening that are real, that are not make-believe. It's not just a matter of public relations, but there's great stories to be told about this city, our past, present, and our future.
Pablo Corona is telling those stories.
I feel that there's this new surge of individuals who are looking at this community and saying, no, this is my city. And together it's our city.
Colleen Holmbeck says there's still a fighting spirit.
Well, I think it's a city trying to survive and people who want to make it a great place. And it's hard work.
I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.